Hello.
Hello, my name is Dorothy. Return the call from Alabama Department of Labor, Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Kelly Metcalf.
Okay, how may I assist you?
I'm trying to file a new claim. I just lost my job, so I'm trying to, file a new claim if I can.
Okay, give me just a second here. Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
My street where I live.
May I have your social security number, please?
Okay, 416-355-5014.
For security purpose, can you please repeat your social security number?
416-355-5014.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, Metcalf, M-E-T-C-A-L-F-E, F-E.
May I have your date of birth?
03-01-1977.
May I have your mother's maiden name?
My mom's name was
your
Gardner.
Mother's... Okay.
Gardner.
Do you have a driver's license?
I have an ID, ma'am.
Okay.
My driver's license is not valid, so I have an ID.
Computer running slow of that. What's going on? What is your preferred language?
What is what, ma'am?
What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I'm getting old, but I mean, no, ma'am.
We have to go over a fraud acknowledgement with you.
I'm sorry, wouldn't it?
Okay, sir. Are you on a speakerphone, Bluetooth, or earpiece, sir?
No, ma'am. I don't have my phone on speakerphone. I'm sorry. I'm a welder, so I've lost some of my hearing in my left ear. That's why I got my phone to the left ear. That's why you have to sort of. It's no disrespect. If I don't hear you clearly, I'm always ask, okay, what did you say? So,
okay, that's why we have to ask. If you're on a speakerphone, a Bluetooth, or an earpiece, to please come off that one of those devices because you have to be able to hear and understand me clearly. I have to be able to hear and understand you clearly as well because we don't want to put the wrong information on your claim.
Okay. So if you don't put it on speakerphone?
No, if you're on one of those devices, usually time when we have repeat stuff, it indicates that person's on a device. So if you're on one of those devices, we ask that you please come off of that device. Okay? Because your claim is set up on a timely manner. Unnecessary information that you give us when we have the repeat information is cutting down into the time that's allotted for you to file your claim. Your call will drop. And sometimes we'll get your call back before another call come in, and sometimes we're not. Because if I lose you, your call drop, and someone else, then you have to start back. You could be at the middle of the claim. But if we lose that information, then you have to start over with another agent. Okay. We just want to make sure we got you not on that. And you were on the, that you on give us the right, we're understanding and hearing the right information.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, we have to give read go over the we have to go over the fraud acknowledgement with you. You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs only to file for TA benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And may I have your first name?
Calvin. Yeah.
It's okay. Like I said, it was good you said it before. We have it. You don't have to. It's not necessary if we go through it again, okay? We asked the question, but we already have it up here. All right? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just trying because okay. you're really breaking up on me. I'm actually pushing the phone to my ear so I can actually hear you. So, like I said, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. It may be my phone breaking up, or I don't know.
Okay.
There's a lot of static in the phone.
Okay, I understand you say you have a hearing in your left ear. You may want to move your phone to the right ear so that you can maybe even understand us a little bit better.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your last name?
Metcalf.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
May I have your phone number beginning with your error code?
1205. That's bad when you don't remember. 1205-634-6732.
All right, thank you. And so you do not have a driver license, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an Alabama non-driver's ID?
Alabama ID, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And may I have an ID number?
It's I-594836.
Okay. Verify your date of birth again, please.
03-01-1977.
And can you verify your race?
African American, male.
Calvin, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay, may I have your residential address? I just need your full and complete street address only.
Okay, I hadn't too long just moved, so my new address is 154 Franklin Drive, apartment 59, Seligen, Alabama. 3-5-5-8-6.
I just need your full and complete mailing at street address only.
You just need what, ma'am?
I just need your full and complete street address only.
Okay, 154 Franklin Drive, apartment 59.
Your city?
Selligent.
Zip code?
35586.
Is your mailing address same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have 154 Franklin Drive, apartment 559, Selligent, Alabama, 35586. Is that information correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I put that 154 Franklin Drive, apartment 59, Selligent, Alabama, 35586. It says you have chosen an address that is not recognized by the U.S. Postal Service.
35586?
35586.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, see, it comes up with the yellow. You have chosen an address that is not recognized by the United States Postal Service. Do you wish to continue with the choice on your address?
I can use my my mom and dad address, but I mean it, but that should be, that's where I am now, but
154 Franklin, Fran. Okay, let's see.
Franklin Drive, apartment 59.
Let's see, that might be. Okay. That's what it is. I got it. So that's why I say we need one digit at a time, because I'm trying to talk to you going somewhere else. It doesn't get recorded correctly.
Okay. Well, gotcha.
What was your last occupation?
Marathon Equipment in Vernon, Alabama.
That's your employer. What was your last occupation?
Plum Creek Environmental.
I'm sorry?
As far as my job?
What was your last occupation, yes?
Marathon Equipment in Plum Creek Environmental.
Marathon Equip, that's the employer. We need your occupation.
Oh, welder.
Are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
No, ma'am.
What other type of work are you looking for?
Welding.
Okay. What was your previous occupation?
Welding.
Are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Calvin, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept? Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
In Canva, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
20.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Did you work solely on a commission basis?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Calvin, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st of 2024?
No, ma'am. Well, yes, ma'am. Mississippi.
Between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You said Mississippi?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This is your payment option. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you approve for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you approve for payments, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'm going to do my savings account, ma'am.
May I have your routing number?
My routing number is 06-22-02-257.
Please confirm your routing number.
06-22-02-257.
May I please have your bank account number?
4609-4689.
Please confirm your bank account.
4609-4689. And it's a savings account.
And who's your last employer?
Plum Creek Environmental was my last employer, but I got fired from Marathon, so I don't know actually which one to go with. So those was the last two employers that I worked for.
Okay. At the Marathon, which was your last day?
I don't know the last day. It was in July. So I don't know when they actually released me or terminated me because I don't know the last date. I know the day that I started, which is 10/2023. So.
Okay. Now, when we ask for the last date, we have to be as that has to be specific, either close to it, a date close to it, or the month. That's got to be correct.
It may. I'm going to just guess and say maybe July the 20th of 2024, because I only know that it's in July.
Okay. I'm going to have. So you don't remember what date they dismiss you or what date?
I don't, ma'am.
Okay. And you given another company. What was that?
I'm sorry.
You said another company as well?
Yes, ma'am. I worked at Plum Creek Environmental, and that was actually last month too. But I only worked 2 days there. I can't tell you the starting date, and I can't tell you the ending date either, because I actually didn't have a ride, so I ended up having to leave that job. That was my only problem with that job.
Okay, so I do apologize. We have to have this information, because this is one of the questions they asked on your questionnaire. You may want to go back and find this, get this information, give us a call back, and someone will finish, and we can. So, and we'll be more than happy, once you have this information, we'll be more than happy to assist you in filing your claim.
Because
you also need the employer's address, phone number, the date you start on each one of them, the date your last day of working. Okay. You also need the name of the person that informed you that you was no longer working. We need their name and their title.
And that's from my last job?
I will get the last two jobs.
The last two jobs. Okay, ma'am. I get all that information.
At the Marathon or the Plum Creek, whichever one. I need it for both of them.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you're going to also need the phone number for each one of them as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. We'll just get that information. Give us a call back when you have that information available. We'll be more than happy to assist you and file your claim.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Thank you.